This will be very brief. I think.
And the phone started ringing yesterday, and some new and legitimate concerns came to our attention that are cause for some emergency action. You may recall last June you adopted a moratorium on the harvest of river herring based on the status of the stock and mandates under the Interstate Fishery Management Plan. The moratorium was effective on January 1st of this year, and it was fairly widely advertised. It was on the website, occurred a lot in the newspapers, but what was not clear, I think, to the public was the nature of the actual regulatory language that you adopted, which was essentially one sentence that said, you shall not possess a river herring in Virginia, period. What we didn't realize at the time is that there is river herring product coming from Canada, for instance. The roe is imported by packers here, where it's canned and sold around the country. There is, the flesh part of the fish that's imported, salted, and canned or jarred and sold around the country. And it was that process has no biological impact on the status of Virginia stock, and it's something that we can certainly allow. And if we don't allow, it's going to cause significant hardship to a lot of our seafood dealers here in the state of Virginia. In fact, there are a couple here today. The Seafood Council's here. You see a letter from Tommy Kellum's business. A.J. Erskine is here for Cowart Seafood, and Mr. Nixon is here from North Carolina. And I'd appreciate if you give them just a few seconds to detail the size or significance of this problem. But what started out to be an issue where we needed to accommodate the game department that has freshwater river herring in certain impoundments, non-migratory stock, is now a bigger issue and one that we want you to hopefully deal with here today by the adoption of the emergency regulation that you have before you. Now, you'll see that language gets more specifically to the point. Number one, we want to protect our stock of river herring, so it makes it illegal to harvest river herring from the tidal waters of Virginia. That takes care of the game department's problem. Their waters aren't tidal. That also takes care of the other concern that we just mentioned. So it makes it illegal to harvest from the tidal waters of Virginia. To enforce that,
their waters and our waters. They got to get through ours before they get to theirs. Okay.
To enforce that properly, you got to make possession on a boat in Virginia's tidal waters unlawful. Otherwise, the guy's going to claim, well, I bought these from Canada. They came in a little package. I'm using them for bait to catch catfish. It would be very hard to distinguish between that versus a guy who's caught his own river herring out of the water, salted it for later use, and is using that for bait.
How's it going to take care of the herring dippers on the side? Is the game department going to handle that?
The game department already has a regulation that says in the rivers, their regulation is whatever VMRC regulation is. So, for instance, for shad, they already have a regulation that says no shad harvest, no dipping of herring, because it's consistent with our rule. Okay. What they lacked was the freshwater impoundments. But I think by going to this language, we solve that problem as well. We also do not want vessels harvesting herring out in the ocean, which ultimately could end up here in Virginia to spawn, coming in and landing those fish here in Virginia. And so you'll see another sentence in the regulation that says you can't land them here in Virginia.
Okay. Well, I think the initial regulation was intended to be as simple as possible, and sometimes you make them overly complicated, you get problems there. You make them too simple, that's where we are now.
The original regulation was to make it as easy as possible to enforce.
We did that.
We were aware that, at one point in time, for instance, Cowart Seafood was buying herring out of North Carolina, but, that's pretty much stopped. We weren't aware they were buying it, you know, from Canada and places like that.
Okay.
That's the need for the regulation.
Mr. Kugelman has a question.
I'm just looking through this, Mr. Trowell said. I'm sorry, and I should have caught this earlier. In subsection, subparagraph C, it says shall be accompanied by a bill of sale. Is that something that people typically carry normally?
When it's coming in from another country or another state, yeah, there's typically a bill of sale that's associated.
Okay.
Now, we don't expect that bill of sale to be carried all the way through, but...
Well, it says shall be accompanied by. That's why I'm asking.
When it's imported, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Robbins has maybe a comment, question, clarification?
Yeah, just on that point, Jack. You know, if a product's coming in across the Canadian border, it would typically be accompanied by a commercial invoice and a truck bill of lading, inland bill of lading. If it's coming in from another state on a truck, it's more likely to be accompanied by a bill of lading than it is by a commercial invoice, because the commercial invoice may follow electronically or by mail. So, you know, if you're looking to have something, an accompanying document, we might want to modify that to say a bill of lading or commercial invoice. I mean, because either one should sufficiently document where it came from, if that's okay.
That's,
I mean, I'm just thinking of the documents that might be most likely to accompany the shipment.
Bill of sale was a generic term, but if commercial...
Well, bill of lading or commercial invoice.
Commercial invoice is better. That's fine by us. It solves the same problem.
Further questions, comments? Matters before the requires not a public hearing. The matters before the commission.
We do have some folks in the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Who would like to be heard on this matter? You've come. AJ, yeah, please. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be as productive and expeditious as possible, but go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, AJ Erskine with Coward Seafood, and I am going to be brief. We're in strong support of this emergency regulation. We can, roughly in the last 6 years, about 1,500 cases of herring roe as well as salted fish. It's an important product for us. During the season, it's very narrow, so we support the emergency regulation.
Bring any with you?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, darn. And I wasn't going to write you either.
It's illegal, right?
That wasn't a trick. That was entrapment, wasn't it? Who else wishes? Yes, sir, please come forward.
I'm L.W. Nixon, Vice President, Murray Nixon Fishery. Appreciate y'all's time.
Good to have you here in Commonwealth.
I just want to say we support Mr. Travis Stead's proposed ruling he's got here. On the invoices that we send out, and we sell probably 40% of our product in the Commonwealth. Just for instance, last year we bought around 100,000 pound of herring. I think we canned right at 1,000 cases a row, and most of that came into the Commonwealth. With that being said, you know, it's a big thing for us, you know, spreading it here. On the invoices itself, I know you were asking about where it would be coming from. Every store gets an invoice or dealer or whatever. It's got Wild Product of Canada on it. Also, the packages that it is packaged in says Wild Product of Canada on it.
Good.
You know, North Carolina's got a moratorium on it. Virginia, Maryland's got one now. South Carolina's the only place we can get fresh herring out of. So, but the limit they've got when they come in, you can't afford to cut them and salt them and even be profitable. So this is the only place we could even think about selling a salted herring to.
What part in Carolina y'all from? Where y'all?
Eatonton.
So I thought it was there. All right. Any questions, gentlemen? Thank you for coming up today. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Kim, you want to be heard? Everybody good? Okay. Further comment? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would offer a motion that we approve the requested emergency action, amending item C to require that the product shall be accompanied by a bill of lading or commercial invoice.
How about the public hearing follows?
And that we have a public hearing to make the regulation permanent at the next commission meeting.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.